From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A heat wave is still gripping parts of the Atlantic coast from Boston to Richmond, Virginia. Records are being set in some areas. The temperature reached 103 degrees in New York Tuesday. Tourists Heather and Matt Soper say they're not letting it dampen their visit to Washington, D.C.
It's hot. It's the humidity. It's pretty bad, but we're here, so we want to see everything that we can while we're here.
The heat is taking a toll on commuter rail services in the Northeast, causing delays and cancellations. Rail officials say extreme hot weather can cause rails to expand. New Jersey Transit trains ran up to a half hour late during the evening rush hour. BP says it will be hiring more state and local fishermen as the company looks to nearly double the number of skimmers being used to suck up oil out of the Gulf of Mexico and adjacent inland waters. As NPR's David Shaper reports from Grand Isle, Louisiana, local fishermen have been complaining that they aren't being used in the cleanup operation.
Many of those who used to earn their living on commercial fishing boats and trawlers here in Louisiana and other Gulf Coast states complain that BP's Vessels of Opportunities program has bypassed some of them and hired some out-of-state and recreational vessels to use in skimming operations, putting out boom, and otherwise supporting the cleanup effort. So BP is now modifying the program to give greater preference to in-state and local commercial and charter fishing vessels. COO Doug Suttle says the company is also hiring more vessels overall to clean up the oil.
We continue to add skimming capability every single day. We have over 550 right now, and we've got orders out there to get that up to 1,000.
But Suttle says bad weather in recent days has slowed skimming and other oil containment operations. David Shaper, NPR News in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
U.S. Capitol Police are investigating a hoax email that was sent to news organizations Tuesday that falsely reported the death of Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. John Dillon of Vermont Public Radio has the story.
Senator Leahy was at home in Middlesex, Vermont, when the false email alert was sent. Leahy said he's feeling fine and that he and his wife, Marcel, joked about the premature obituary. But he says it's a serious enough incident to warrant an investigation.
Marcel and I were kind of surprised to hear about this. And she said, does that mean I don't have to get dinner tonight? So like the old Mark Twain thing, the news of my demise is greatly exaggerated.
Leahy is chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which is considering Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court. He's also up for re-election this fall to a seventh term. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon.
Asian stock markets fell Wednesday despite overnight gains on Wall Street. Stocks are down nearly 1% in Hong Kong and Tokyo. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 57 points. The Nasdaq rose 2. This is NPR News. Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer says her state is under attack from the federal government. Brewer also says she thinks Arizona will prevail over the Justice Department's lawsuit that aims to prevent Arizona's immigration law from taking effect. The law requiring police to question and possibly arrest suspected illegal immigrants is scheduled to take effect at the end of the month. For the 19th time, California's parole board has denied parole to Leslie Van Houten, a former follower of Charles Manson. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
One night in August 1969, after Charles Manson's followers murdered pregnant actress Sharon Tate and four other people in the Hollywood Hills, Manson follower Leslie Van Houten stabbed wealthy grocers Leno and Rosemary LaBianca. Van Houten was later convicted of the LaBianca murders and has spent more than 30 years in a Southern California women's prison. She was the youngest Manson follower, and during her trial, Van Houten admitted she'd stabbed Rosemary LaBianca after she was dead. Although Van Houten has apologized to her victims' families and expressed remorse, each of her parole requests were denied. This time, Parole Board Chair Robert Doyle says he believes Van Houten still doesn't completely understand the magnitude of her crime or why she committed it in the first place. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Governor Linda Lingle has vetoed legislation that would have allowed same-sex civil unions in Hawaii. Lingle says the bill would have essentially allowed same-sex marriages, which she opposes. She also says the matter should be decided by voters and not politicians. In 1998, Hawaii voters approved a constitutional amendment to define marriage as the union of one man and one woman. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.